I'm here. Quit screaming at me.
I'm
here.
Not putting any pressure on you whatsoever.
Well, you're mentally screaming at me.
I don't even ask you to spit your gum out anymore.
I get so many emails about my gum. It's running about 8-2, about 4-1, I'd say, in favor of the loud, obnoxious, annoying gum chewing. Surprisingly.
So you want people to email you and...
No. I don't care what their opinion is.
But you say that the public opinion's running 4-1 in favor of...
Yeah. You'd think it would be otherwise, wouldn't you? It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Well, people can email you.
That's what makes horse races.
Through the contact page at WFMU.org.
Yeah, I look forward to those emails.
Yeah, you read them all. I know you do.
You know, I have been duped into opening a couple. People have been very clever.
Like, how do they trick you into opening?
Well, one guy, the what do you call the message?
The subject line.
The subject line was just a dot. It just was a dot.
Oh, that really.
It intrigued
that
me.
That intrigued you.
Could you resist that subject line?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I got one with a dot in the subject line, that would probably be the last email.
Oh, really?
I would open. Yeah.
And the other one I found intriguing was biggest penis guaranteed. I just had to see what they had to say.
Did you buy the product?
I did not buy the product. Oh, how I regret making that little joke.
It's on tape.
We wish we had that one back.
We can hear it again and again and again. Don't worry.
Oh, fine. How are you doing, little buddy?
I'm just great.
I have a good feeling about tonight's show.
Do you? That's good.
Yeah.
Last week we really lucked out.
We sure did. Just remind me.
Well, we started the show with no idea whatsoever.
And we stumbled blindly into some kind of idea.
And it kind of worked, yeah.
Yeah. I think any time I spend with you is lucky.
Why, thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ken. Hey, did you hear about the weeding out of the CD stock in the library?
Yeah.
We should make an announcement to any disc jockeys that are listening, any on-air personalities. They have an opportunity to go through it, right?
Yeah,
and
wow.
And to select the CDs that they don't want weeded out, that they still might want to play.
You are being a very responsible staff member.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you coming to the meeting next week?
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it my best shot. Listen, start without me if I'm running late. Don't wait for me. Is it a mandatory meeting?
It is one of the mandatory
meetings. Oh, then I won't be making it.
Can we come closer to you? Can we do it in your hometown?
Sure. Come on to Madison. See if I come. See if I make it then. Meet at the diner on the corner. Just for the fun of it. Come on down. I don't have to come.
You knew that would lower my turnout. No, it's true. You don't have to come.
I make a very handsome living, so I get that exemption, don't I?
Well, technically, you are not a staff member.
Wait, why?
You really are not. You fail every criteria that.
Wait, now I'm insulted. Why?
Well, you don't come to staff.
Is Maria a staff member?
Yeah, absolutely.
But wait, why am I not one?
Well, you don't.
I want to be the negligent bad boy staff member.
No, I mean, you're basically invisible. You know
why?
That, you
because notice, I don't run the board?
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror of any of our bathrooms?
I don't see myself. Wait a minute. Don't you judge whether or not a president is a staff member by how much mail they get?
That's one of the measures.
Oh, you're right. I don't get any mail.
You get no mail.
Wait.
You're one of the only air personalities that gets no mail whatsoever.
Thank the Lord for that. But wait, why am I not officially a staff member? Because you're running the board?
I'm running the board. I do.
Really? That's the criteria?
Also, I do your job for you.
Which is what?
You're supposed to bring all the cardboard from the stairwells down to the ground level. I do that for you every week. For years now.
Sorry.
You don't come to staff meetings.
Oh, God.
That's okay.
I feel so bad.
When we issue card access, we're gonna issue card access cards. We're replacing our keys.
Well, I'll get one of those, won't I?
No, you'll have to be busted.
Wait, what? Wait, so I'm just like your little, I feel like you're just taking advantage of me. You just want my little check every marathon.
No, I want
you. You just keep me around for laughs. I'm like your monkey that has an ATM account.
Well, of course we keep you around for the laughs. That's what you
That is so insulting that I don't get a card.
That's what you give. Nobody has a card yet.
I drive an hour each way. Isn't that the most of anybody?
Did you get a Freedom card?
No.
See?
What is
There's
it?
Another... What is it? Every staff member got a Freedom Card.
Wait, you all these years, after 14 years, you don't consider me a staff member? I feel like I'm in one of those old 50s comedies where we learn that we're not really married.
See? I issued Freedom Cards because there were a couple of times after 9/11 when the neighborhood was cordoned off.
You mean if there's a state of emergency in this area, I won't be able to get through.
Correct.
But everybody else that works here can.
Correct.
Because I don't work the board.
No, you don't have a Freedom Card. Because you weren't here.
I think I'm kind of insulted.
You were not here at the staff meeting when we issued these.
I didn't know you were giving stuff away.
Yeah, you could be in front of the amber waves of grain also.
I didn't know you gave crap away at the meetings. What are you giving away next Monday?
That's lanyard night.
Oh.
Yeah, if you don't come, you don't get your lanyard.
Okay, maybe I'll come. What do you talk about at those meetings? You just stand up there in front and just babble about what? Oh, here's how we're powered up the big antenna this week. Hey, good news, guys. The antenna went down, but then it went back up. Hey, we had a little water. We had a little flooding at the antenna site. It went down and then it went back up. Thanks for coming.
Keep going. Keep going. I won't even have to show up next week.
What the hell do you talk about? We're weeding out the CDs. Let me show you the little form you fill out if you want to weed out a CD. Thanks for coming. We got pizza downstairs. Thanks for coming. Yeah, sorry I didn't make it. Here's another word you're not allowed to say. Thanks for coming.
That's pretty much it. That's our meeting.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry I missed that. Sorry I missed that one. So we have a pretty good topic.
So what do you do at your monk meetings every week? Every day.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's some words we can't say this week. Thanks for coming. We got pizza downstairs.
You guys aren't being funny enough.
Yeah, you guys. Can you be 30% funnier?
Thanks for coming.
Got pizza downstairs. Hey, thanks for Kyle for bringing in the punch. You do a lot of that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to our volunteers.
Yeah, gratitude's just absurd and ridiculous to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Gratitude is just the most useless thing you can imagine.
I'm going to drive an hour into Jersey City to hear you pretend to be grateful to the volunteers, to hear you try not to laugh as you thank the volunteers by name. Thanks for coming.
I don't have trouble not laughing. Yeah.
Hey, get downstairs. The pizza might still be warm. All right. So did we do the whole shtick about the meeting?
You didn't do the second half of the meeting.
We'll get to it.
The first half killed. You should do the. Go ahead. Do the second half.
Hey, all you got to do is book a concert in New Jersey on this side of the river, and I'll be your comedy act.
Oh, one of them FMU things. You said we could do it in Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan. Yeah. Okay, Manhattan.
The East River.
I don't want to do Brooklyn or I guess Queens but I could do Hoboken, Manhattan,
Jersey City.
I'd really rather not come to Jersey City after dark.
Staten Island.
I'm going to say no, but I'm with you in spirit on Staten Island.
Okay, so it's Hoboken or Manhattan.
That concert went well, though?
It went great.
What was the high point of the concert for you?
Flaming Fire.
Yeah, they're great live.
Yeah.
Did they do that song about partying all night long?
No, they did not.
Did they do that song about sticking it to the man?
Nope, that's BTO. Sorry. One of these days, you should bring your popular music tastes up to 1975.
Okay, I will. Don't think I won't. All right, so we have a good show.
Yeah, we do.
Are you scared of this topic today?
Not at all. I'm just enjoying
it. You're avoiding it. You're dancing around. You're doing the rope-a-dope around the ring.
I'm enjoying your zingers. That's the only reason you're here.
No, you won't give me one of them Freedom Cards, one of them get food for your family. You can go out. You can go to 7-Eleven if they're in World War III cards. Listen, if there is a World War III, will you pick me up some milk? You can go out, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm
You can alive. Get past the police barricade.
Because I have one of those cars.
Oh, and ice cream. Well, I'll call you. I'll call you with the whole list.
You won't be able to get through to me.
I can't use my phone?
No, not. No, you saw what happened to phones on 9-11.
Well, then I'll tell you now. Milk.
Okay, milk.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
I guess some cereal for the kids.
Uh-huh. Any kind of cereal? Any kind of ice cream?
Yeah, maybe an assortment pack.
Okay.
We really appreciate it, by the way. Thanks. Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, well, I'll have it for you, and you know, I'll give it to you when things come back to normal. But when World War III happens, you just rest assured that I will have your supplies.
If there was a World War III, you know what I'm going to say to Beth? It was worth it. Not going to those meetings. I know we're going to be living in this basement for 8 years, but it was worth it, honey. Can you imagine those meetings, my darling?
So Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, my gosh. That's the big one. That's the Super Bowl of holidays.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I guess the Super Bowl would be the Super Bowl of holidays.
Super Bowl is not really a holiday.
Oh, shut up. What do you keep it score? Fine. Yeah, that's the big one, though. Mother's Day. If you love your mother.
And who doesn't?
Well, I love my mother.
Yeah, I love my mother, too.
I love my mother out of 10 out of, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say 10.
I love my mother more than that. My love your mother dial goes up to 11.
I know. Well, I think it's easier to love your late mother. I know your mother has passed, and mm-hmm. I think that gives you an advantage.
Why?
Because you remember, you idolize her memory. What's the word?
Idealize
her memory.
Yeah.
Don't you think you cherry pick your memories and you sift through them and you don't remember the bad moments?
No, I don't agree.
Well, you remember because you took those journals. you were making those journal entries every night of all your bad moments at home. Who's this guy?
That's Myron.
Oh yeah,
Maria's dad.
Oh yeah, oh that's great. I'm glad he's here to witness this. I have a witness. Myron, anything goes down, you're my witness.
He's not falling for your trap. I put the microphone by his head and everything.
Yeah, he doesn't have to
speak. He's not falling for it.
He's just being entertained. Myron, now do you understand why our show is so damn popular? You can't fake this kind of chemistry. This is the real thing. Right, Ken?
Oh, yeah. So we're looking for kids who love their mommy. Is that the idea?
Well, we're gonna call 1-800-FLOWERS at the end of our show and send a nice size bouquet of flowers to one of our listeners. And it will be the listener, I guess, age 12 and under, the child, mm-hmm. someone that couldn't call 1-800 on their own, who loves their mom the most. Right?
Yeah.
For example, I love my mom 10, and you said you love your mom in 11.
Yeah.
Now, if some kid could beat that, how? They could be the winner.
How could they beat that?
I know. Because I said 1 to 10, and then you said 11. It seems like 11 might be the biggest, might be the winner. It looks like you're the winner, Ken.
Well, I'm disqualified, though.
Because your mom has passed?
Well, that, and also I'm on staff.
Yeah.
You're not disqualified, though, because you're not on staff.
Thank you, Ken.
No problem.
So far, I'm winning with 10. That's the standard you have to beat now.
You know, not being a staff member, you can also win all these tickets that we give away all the time.
I can?
Yeah.
To like what kind of concerts? The hippie noise concerts?
Yeah, the hippie noise ones.
Yeah, maybe. You can take me off that list, but thanks. 201, what is it? What the hell is our
209.
Number?
See where it says on air, 201-209-9368. And Andy will buy a bouquet of flowers.
And send it to your mom if you love your mom more than any other listener. 201-209-9368. Tell us how much you love your mom. The winning entry so far, the entry to beat so far, is 10 out of 10. If you think you can beat that, give us a call and your mom will get a nice free bouquet of flowers that I will, I'll foot the bill for. I got my credit card.
Now, wouldn't 20 out of 20 be the same as 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
It's really the same thing.
Well, 20 out of 10 would beat me.
Okay.
That's what they'd have to say. So we're looking for a clever little kid.
Gotcha.
A devilishly clever little fella. Or gal.
Hi, you're
Guy
on
or
the,
gal.
You're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks.
Wait, you're no kid.
I know. I'm going to put my 5-year-old, he's the one that you had, say, I know my father sells things for a living, but why, oh, why must he sell my shorts?
Oh, yeah, that was the classic stick-it-to-the-New-York-Times show.
Little Brian, yeah, so I'm going to get them over here. You guys are like the Bert and Ernie of radio.
I'm Bert.
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're Ernie.
And I'm Bert.
No, I'm Bert.
No, I'm Bert. Oh, don't get me started, Ken.
Ken is Bert and Andy's Ernie.
Thank you.
It's syllabic.
Yeah.
So what's your son's name?
His name is Ryan. I'm trying to get a little here, but he's insisting that it's not Mother's Day and he doesn't have to do it.
No, it's Mother's Day this weekend.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Ryan, you know something? He's got a little pissy attitude right now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he sounds like a little Bert.
I can't get him on. But
okay, well, if he changes his mind, give us a call.
Bert and Ernie analogy before?
Yeah, I love it. So Ryan is not eligible. So far, the winning entry is my own. I said, I love my mom. 10 out of 10.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay,
thanks, Dad.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We're at 201-209-9368.
So you would buy the bouquet of flowers for yourself, for your own mom?
Right now, I have the winning entry, but the night is young.
Because you love your mom the most. I love my mom more than...
But you're not eligible.
Yeah, but I'm not eligible. Because I'm a staff member.
Yeah. But, to be fair, you have to go to those meetings where you hear Ken Friedman just babble and babble. He's basically saying, oh, how I love myself. in oh so many words. Hey, kids, you like to hear Ken Friedman talk? I know Ken does. Come on down to the staff meeting.
I really try to keep the meeting short.
Yeah. Got to get to that lukewarm pizza downstairs.
We have the pizza before the meeting.
Yeah, sounds great.
And it's upstairs.
Oh, man, sorry I missed it. Yeah, oh, and it's upstairs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ken.
I bet you I spend less time in meetings than you do.
I bet you do, too.
You writers, all you have is meetings.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Although we produce something. We end up, at the end of the day, having produced a TV show.
Right. Yeah,
and you
I know.
End up at the end of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we never produce radio shows.
But you've just lifted the self-confidence of your volunteers just a minuscule little amount, enough to get them through another day.
Yeah, one of these days we'll have to produce a radio show.
Fine, you produce a radio show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hello?
Hi.
I love my mom 10. How much do you love your mom?
What does the number go up to?
Well, it's up to you. See if you can beat it.
Andy loves his mom 10 out of 10.
I think that's a whole bunch. I don't know if you can ever beat it.
I don't think it can be beat.
Do you want to take a shot at trying to beat that entry?
100.
Oh, my God. That's 10 times more than I love. Because I really love my mom.
No, not 100. A million.
Wait!
A million!
A million! That kid must be the winner. What is your name?
Nicholas,
I think you unless somebody can possibly beat a million, I think you're our big winner, and your mom's going to get a bouquet of flowers. Thanks for calling, Nicholas.
Nicholas, unless somebody else beats a million.
Well, how could anyone beat a million, Ken? I think we're just spinning our wheels, and we're just going through the motions.
Stay tuned, Nicholas, because we're going to do this for another half hour. And then the person who loves their mommy the most.
Okay,
thanks, Nicholas.
Well, I don't think a million can be beat. A million, can you imagine? I know I adore my mother. I live and die for my mother, and I love her at 10, and this kid loves his mother a million. That's got to be the record.
I thought I loved my dead mom.
You said was 11.
11.
Aren't you ashamed?
I am.
She's up in heaven weeping now.
Compared to Nicholas.
I know.
Nicholas and his million.
She must be a wonderful woman. She must be an angel. Nicholas's mom.
Wow. All right, okay. Well, there's more people calling it.
Well, I don't even know why they're bothering. The standard to beat now, the number to beat is 1 million, and I just don't think we're going to do it. Oh, thanks, darling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, my name's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, Ashley, I think you're wasting your time because you might have heard our last call, Nicholas. He loves his mom 1 million. So there's no way you could possibly beat that. But thank you for calling anyway.
No, I can beat it.
You can beat that?
Yes, of course I can.
No, that's a million out of 10.
No, I love my mommy infinity times infinity.
Oh, my gosh.
Infinity squared?
Yeah.
Infinity squared. What is your name?
My name's Ashley.
Well, then we have a winner. There's no way anyone could beat infinity times infinity.
Yet we're doing this concept for another half hour.
So. Well, we're just spinning our wheels. We might just be taking calls of other children congratulating Ashley.
I definitely love my mommy the most.
Well, you definitely do. There's no saying. Nicholas should be ashamed of himself.
Nicholas, I'm sorry. Ashley has you beat, but we're going to keep going and see if by some...
And by this standard, you and I can't have committed matricide. We hate our mothers by this standard. All I said was 10.
It never felt like hate, though.
I know. I just had no idea you could love someone that much more.
You should love your mommy more.
I thought I did. I said 10 out of 10.
You're too silly.
Wow. Thank you, Ashley, and congratulations. I think you're our big winner, and we're going to send your mom a bouquet of flowers.
Well, if you're still the highest.
Well, how can anyone beat that, Ken? We're just spinning our wheels now.
We shall see. Thanks, Ashley.
Oh, it's just a formality. We have a winner. It's Ashley. She loves her mom infinity times infinity. What an amazing woman Ashley's mom must be.
Well, I mean, infinity times infinity is the same as infinity. It's not any larger than infinity.
It feels larger. Like if you're at the end of infinity,
you're right.
You have more.
We should be judging this with our
heart.
With our heart, not with
our head.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you, too.
What's your name?
Henry.
Hi, Henry. Thanks for calling. How old are you?
Yep.
How old, Henry?
How old are you, Henry?
Yep.
Henry, how much do you love your mom?
Henry, how old are you?
9. 10, actually.
10,
ten
okay.
is a fine, fine number. Nothing to be ashamed of.
And, Henry, you know what you should do is listen to us over the phone. Don't listen to us over the radio.
Yeah, turn down your radio.
I love my mom. I'm 10, and I love my mom. Infinity times infinity plus Googleplex.
Oh, well, that's our winner. Then that's it. We have a winner. Henry, I don't think anyone can beat that because Googleplex is 1 in 100 zeros.
Yeah.
So this guy loves his mom infinity times infinity, and he's not done yet, Ken. He adds Googleplex to that. Henry, congratulations. I think you're our big winner. We're going to send your mom a bouquet of flowers.
If you're still the big winner.
Well, how can anyone beat that? I guess everyone else is just calling to congratulate Henry. Well played, Henry.
I'm sorry, Ashley, and I'm sorry, Nicholas.
Ashley and Nicholas.
We did not anticipate Henry coming along.
He must really love his mom. I thought Ashley and Nicholas loved their mom. I guess they have. I guess Ashley and Nicholas learned a lesson here. There's always room to love your mom more.
Yeah.
They should open their hearts a little more. They should take a closer look at their mom and be more appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. They've really been little brats.
I think so, too. We're at 201-209. 9368, we're sending a bouquet of flowers to whichever kid loves their mom most, and I guess it's going to be Henry, because no one can top this. He loves his mom infinity times infinity plus Googleplex.
Which is infinity, but I'll forget that. It's important to go with your heart.
Plus Googleplex.
Plus Googleplex, right.
Yeah, so that can't be beat. So we should just thank these other callers for trying. I guess there's no way they could win. Hi, thanks for calling. Hi, what is your name?
I'm Jordan. I'm your niece.
Oh, hey, Jordan's calling from Dallas. Now, Jordan, I guess you're calling to congratulate Henry.
Actually, here's the thing. I love my mother so much, you just can't mathematically calculate it. You can't feasibly do it. I mean,
incalculable?
There's no number on love. Really? I mean, you were just really kidding.
Well, I know your mom, and she is a wonderful woman, but I'm afraid we're going to have to put you down at a zero then. You have no number you want to put to it?
No, I'm saying just the opposite. You can't.
But here, Jordan,
Jordan,
Henry feels the same way you do. Plus, he's saying, in addition to that, I'm going to put a number on it.
You can't put love in mathematical.
Henry has found a way. Henry found a way. Henry loves his mom so much, he found a number.
Well, you know what, honestly, you know what I think. I mean, am I the fourth person that's called in?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, Mother's Day, it's about motherhood. It's about the experiences that all mothers share. So I think you should send all four of the mothers bouquets. Because you can't, again, I'm sticking with my you can't put a number on love theory, and I'm saying it's motherhood. You can't make, there's no winners.
I think Andy should buy a bouquet for everybody who calls.
I wish exactly. I wish you two could hear yourself. You're just talking gibberish now.
Our mothers have taught us such kind lessons that we know to spread.
Well, Jordan, what we're doing here really is building character. We want Nicholas and Ashley and Henry to learn the bitter sting of defeat and have them maybe think a little harder next time they call.
But
we're doing it for them.
But I'm their mothers to teach them, and their mothers will teach them when they receive.
We do this next year, believe me, they'll be a lot better prepared.
But Jordan, you're making many very good points, but I believe numerically Henry is still in the lead.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? If you're talking numerically, I concede.
So you're not even going to try to beat Infinity times Infinity plus
infinity
Google Play.
Infinity plus Infinity is Infinity. I just did my math homework.
I tried telling Andy that too, but he's judging with his heart.
Yeah, you both have to think
but,
like.
Okay, if you're judging with your heart, then you can't put numbers in your heart. You're mixing two entirely.
Henry, are you saying you love your mom? You love Lisa more than Henry loves his mom?
I don't know. I honestly.
Henry.
I don't know, Henry. I can't judge.
Jordan, hang up on your Uncle Andy.
Wait, what?
Really? Wait, Ken, should I?
I think you should, yeah.
Ah, wait, what? Well, wait. Let me do it mid-sentence at least. Let me just start a sentence. So you see, Jordan, what I believe you don't quite grasp when we are discussing. Hey, what?
Your niece Jordan hung up on you.
She's wise beyond her years. She's learned a lot from her Aunt Boo.
So, Henry's still in the lead. He loves his mom infinity times infinity plus Google Plus.
I don't think that's going to be beat.
And he's the first one who has survived a subsequent call.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
Because Jordan Rudder went all mushy on us.
Well, no. She basically said that it's incalculable.
Yeah. She.
Which we have to put down as zero.
Yeah. By the way, when you read stories about Hillary Clinton in middle school and high school,
mm-hmm.
it's little Jordan Rudder. She just is this overachiever, this brilliant kid. She's going to be running for some office someday.
Is her love for Hillary incalculable?
It probably is close to her love for her mom, I'm guessing. So I don't think this can be beat. Henry, it looks like, is our big winner. We should thank everyone for calling. Thanks for trying, whoever you are. Hi, hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're talking to you. What is your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. I guess you're calling to congratulate Henry. You can't beat him, can you?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, how can you beat your Henry? How much do you love your mom?
Infinity times 1,000.
Okay.
Times Google Play times infinity times 1,000,000.
Hold on. Infinity times 1,000.
Yeah.
Times Googleplex times infinity times 1,000,000. All right, well, that's our winner. We just got to just say goodnight. That's the biggest number there ever could be.
Yeah.
Infinity times 1,000 times Googleplex times infinity times 1,000,000. That's how much Andrew loves his mom. Well, she must be a wonderful woman. Why do you love her that much? What does she do that's special?
She takes us on vacation.
Oh, well, that answers everything. Of course you love her infinity times 1,000 times Googleplex times infinity times 1,000,000. She takes you on vacation. Well, thanks very much for calling, and I guess we have a winner.
Thanks, Andrew. We're going to keep playing this game for another 20 minutes or so. So,
well, I don't know why, Ken.
If you're still in
Ken,
the lead.
There's no one's going to beat that. Infinity times 1,000 times Googleplex times infinity times 1,000,000. And that's how much Andrew loves his mom. And I didn't quite understand it, but then I heard the story.
Did I beat the other kid?
Yes, you're the winner. I think you're our big winner. We're going to send your mom a big bouquet. Unless in the unlikely event of someone actually topping you.
A van?
Yeah, a van.
A van, yeah. Well,
yeah,
thank you,
unlikely
Andrew.
Unlikely a van. Thank you, Andrew. I can't imagine anyone beating that. Can you, Ken?
Yeah.
You can?
I can.
Wait, I'll repeat it.
Yeah.
Andrew loves his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity times 1,000.
So far, no good. So far, it's less.
Times Googleplex.
Still not good enough.
Times infinity.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Times 1,000,000.
All right. At the second infinity... We finally
he took the lead.
We finally got somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. He played it very cool. Okay, so I guess he's our big winner. And congratulations to Andrew. And we want to thank everyone else who tried to play. I guess we have 15 minutes left, but there's no one that could beat that. And we're going to be sending Andrew's mom a nice big bouquet of flowers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Wait, you think you can beat Andrew?
Uh-huh.
What is your name?
My name's Aubrey.
Spell that, please.
A-U-B-R-E-Y.
A-U-B-R-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
I think it's A-U-B-R-I-E.
No.
I think it is.
No.
I'm pretty sure. How sure are you about E-Y? Are you very sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess there's no way to settle this. Now, Aubrey, you are calling to congratulate Andrew because he's the big winner. Is that right? Because you can't love your mom more than Andrew, can you?
Can you?
Do you think you can?
Yeah.
How much do you love your mom?
Can I give you a hint? You might want to start off with infinity. It's a good way to start.
Aubrey, you understand I drive an hour each way to do this show. So every second is precious to me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Precious, precious time. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to put a numerical value on it. It's hard to put a dollar value on it. But I'd say each second is worth real money to me.
Yeah. Okay, Aubrey, we're going to move on to another call.
But thank you for playing.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That broke my heart. But what were we supposed to do?
I don't know. I mean, if we were there, if she was in the studio, we could poke her with something.
You intimidated her.
Do you think I did?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I feel bad.
Still better than the original idea you had for tonight's show.
Which was what?
The most offensive idea you've ever come up with.
Oh, we should have done it.
Yeah, the original idea for tonight's show was we find a mother who has a bunch of children who have died.
Who have passed.
Yeah, so we're looking for someone who's a mother who's lost all her children.
Yeah, whose mother, and that mother would be dreading Mother's Day.
Right. And
but we could cheer her up.
We could cheer her up by inviting our listeners to write notes to her in the voices of her dead children, which Andy would then order through 1-800-Flowers.
So from the children would be sending flowers from beyond the grave.
It's truly the most offensive idea you've ever
heard. It would only make their whole year. It would only give them a reason to live.
Who? The woman who's lost all her children.
No, I mean the listeners who would be laughing.
Oh, I see.
So you nixed that one.
I did. It's a great idea.
Thanks,
but it's for somebody else.
Yeah, some other show.
Yeah.
So right now, who's winning? I guess right now we're asking kids to call
Henry.
And tell us. No, it's Andrew.
Andrew's winning.
Call us and tell us how much you love your mother, and whoever loves their mom the most will... We'll get a bouquet of flowers sent
and
in your name.
Andrew's record is hanging in there, too. I think we've had...
Yeah, I don't think anyone could beat it. Andrew loves his mother this much. Infinity times 1,000 times Googleplex times infinity times a million.
Now, that can't be beat.
So Andrew really loves his mom. You want to know why? She takes us on vacation.
Is that on a dial of 10 still? Are we
out of 10.
Oh, that's out of 10.
So that makes it even more impressive.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Henry, and I love my mom.
Wait, Henry, did you call before?
Yep.
It's a duel. Before. We're in a duel. It's a death match. Henry versus Andrew. Now, Henry, the last time you said you loved your mom, infinity times Googleplex.
Plus Googleplex.
Plus Googleplex. Have you rethought that number?
Yep.
It's a new number now? How much do
I love my mom. Andrew's number.
Andrew's
times
number.
A gazillion.
Hold on.
Times a billion.
Andrew's number times a gazillion.
Times a billion.
So you're saying you love your mom, whatever Andrew said, times a gazillion times 1 billion.
Yep.
Then he's the winner. Henry, you're brilliant. Well played, my friend. Your mom is going to get a bouquet of flowers from us. No one could love their mom more than that. The winning number right now, it's Andrew's number times a gazillion times a billion. And if you think you can beat it, give us a call at 201-209-9368.
And Andrew, do you want to hang on the line so that Jeff can get your address?
That's Henry, you mean.
Henry, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Henry, hang on the line, and okay. Jeff is going to pick up.
Well, wait, do we want to do that? I don't know.
No? Then he's... Well, no, he hasn't won yet. We're still playing for another 10 minutes.
I think we should wait.
There's no point in whispering. We're on the radio.
I just don't want to hurt some little boy's feelings. Or, I suppose, some little girl's.
But it's okay to hurt a mom who's lost all her children? Her feelings are okay to
hurt.
Well,
they're hypothetical.
Because she's already lost all her children.
I've never spoken to her. But okay, let's see if anyone can beat Henry.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, it's Ashley again.
Oh, it's Ashley again. Well, Ashley, it's that you already. We've already heard from you, and you don't love your mother very much at all.
No, when we last spoke to you, I love my mommy the most. I'll tell you how much.
When we last spoke to you, you said you loved your mom infinity times infinity.
Okay, but
that's nothing.
I have it this time.
That's nothing.
That's like hating your mom.
I know you're a piker. You're an amateur.
I love my mom.
Oh, you wait. First off, Ashley, what has happened in the last 10 minutes that has made you love your mom more? Has she done something special?
I've always known it.
But the last time you had to put a number to it, it was only infinity times infinity. Unless you can tell me why you're changing this number, I don't think we can accept that change. Can you, Ken?
No.
Because I love my mommy the most.
But what happened? We already heard from you. You've already declared your number.
Well, you let Henry raise his number.
Did your mom do... Well, that's true. But did your mom do something in the last 10 minutes that was special?
Kinda.
What?
Well, I was talking to her, and she told me she bought me a new pair of sandals, so...
Hmm.
Okay, so now you... So that has upped your estimation of her.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley, what is your number?
My number is I love my mommy... Infinity times Googleplex times gazillion to the infinity times Googleplex to gazillion's power.
Okay. Infinity times Googleplex times a gazillion. Go ahead.
To the infinity times Googleplex times gazillion's power.
Times infinity times Googleplex.
Times gazillion's power.
To the gazillion power.
Yeah, the second part there is...
I got you. To the gazillion power.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I got this. Boy, she must be a wonderful pair of sandals.
Yeah.
Because you just really, really increased your estimation. Here's how much Ashley loves her mom. Infinity times Googleplex times a gazillion times infinity times Googleplex to the gazillion power.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty
great.
Did
he get that right, Ashley?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's our winner, then.
Oh, man. Henry, I'm sorry. Henry, you're no longer in the lead.
Yeah. Ashley is taking the lead. But thanks to everyone else who's calling. I don't think anyone can beat that. We do have 10 minutes left, but how can anyone beat infinity times Googleplex times gazillion times infinity times Googleplex to the gazillion power?
Who would have guessed that Ashley's mom would get her those sandals?
Yeah. And she would go from a mere infinity times infinity.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boy, she must be a wonderful mother. She must get her kids sandals plus take them on vacation.
Well, there's more people calling.
I can't imagine why. It must be just to congratulate Ashley. I'd love to meet Ashley's mom sometime.
Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Andrew.
Oh, is this the same Andrew that called before?
Yep.
Well, Andrew, when you called before, here's what you said. You love your mom infinity times 1,000 times Googleplex times infinity times a million.
Yep.
I'm afraid that has been beaten, Andrew. Are you calling to congratulate Ashley?
I go congratulate her, and I have another number that I would beat her.
Wait, you can beat her?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Andrew, here we go. How much do you love your mother?
All the people that called.
Hold on. Wait. All the people that have called.
Three times.
Three. Well, all the
times
people that,
three. You mean all the people that have called times three?
Times no, three.
No. All the people that called.
Mm-hmm.
Three times.
Oh.
You. This is your number. All the people that called. And not once, not twice, but you add them three times together. So that's like saying times three.
And then. Times. And then times
1 million, 1 trillion, 1 billion.
Hold on. Times.
1 million.
Hold on, Andrew.
I believe
times
you said
1 million.
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion. Babillion.
Hold on. Babillion.
What?
Okay. I believe you said 1 million, quadrillion, babillion.
Yeah.
So here's
I know,
our.
I know what you
infinity,
meant.
Infinity.
So, wait, hold on. What was the last thing?
Infinity.
Infinity.
1 million.
Plus infinity?
1 million, quintillion, babillion.
Plus infinity.
Plus infinity.
Okay, so here's our final. Here's our last bid. I don't really see how this could be beat. Do you, Ken? Ken, would you like to know how much Andrew loves his mother?
I hope more than he used to.
He's very fond of his mother. Here's how much he loves his mother. All the people that have called so far, times three, times
mean,
1 million, quadrillion, babillion, plus infinity.
You mean all the amounts that everybody
yes,
called?
Yes, you add them all together. We're not done, Ken. Multiply it by three. We're still not done, my friend.
Wow.
She's a wonderful woman, but we're still not done. 1 million, quadrillion, babillion, infinity. Thank you very much, Andrew. I'm pretty sure you've... Wait.
But do you remember the three... All the people that called but three times?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we got that.
Three times three.
Oh, yeah. Andrew, well played, my friend. I'm pretty sure you're the big winner. Thanks for calling.
Well done, Andrew.
We're at 201-209-9368. I don't think anyone could beat
Andrew.
You know
what his secret was? Andrew's secret?
Yeah.
The times three.
Yes.
That tripled what was already a very high number.
He knew everyone was calling with high numbers, and he knew to multiply it by three just to be safe.
Well done, Andrew.
That's his margin of safety.
Wow.
I don't think anyone could beat it. 201-209-9368. You thought you loved your mom, and you're nothing compared to how much Andrew loves his mom. I would love to meet Andrew's mom. She must be a wonderful, wonderful woman, an angel here on earth. Heaven must be missing an angel because Andrew's mom is walking amongst us.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. Who is this? Okay, and what is your name, Emily?
No, Cren Lee.
Cren Lee.
Cren Lee.
Yeah.
Cren Lee, and you are 4 years old, and I know you love your mommy, don't you?
Yes.
How much, Cren Lee, do you love your mommy?
I love it. I love it more than a black hole.
More than a black hole.
More than a black hole.
A black hole is this giant, infinite sort of... A sort of theoretical.
Yeah. And I love my mommy. I love her better than a pirate and a snake and a policeman and a black hole.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get this straight.
Better than a snake.
Hold on. Better than a pirate
and a snake.
And a snake.
And a policeman.
This is boggling my mind. This is and a snake. And a policeman. Wait, we're not done yet.
In a black hole.
And a black
in a black hole.
In a black hole.
I'm trying.
Oh, my gosh. Cren Lee, that is really impressive. Your mom must be a very wonderful woman.
Yeah,
and we're going to.
She's a tough. And she always makes things for me.
I don't doubt that for a minute, my friend. Did you hear that, Ken?
Yeah, she makes stuff for him.
She makes stuff for Cren Lee. Yeah. You want to know how much?
She makes the pyramids.
She makes the pyramids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she makes some kind of things in where mummies live.
Frankly,
she sounds like an Egyptian goddess.
What?
He does.
Galaxy cookies. That's
actually, I can't believe
those
half of what this kid is saying.
That looks like galaxies.
Yeah.
Wow. Cookies that look like galaxies.
Yeah. You know what it sounds like? I'm at one of the FMU staff meetings.
Thank you, Cren Lee.
He's just babbling, and my mind is wandering. Thanks, Cren Lee. So is that our record now?
I cannot come up with a number for a black hole.
You can just imagine. It's this big theoretical hole in space.
Yeah, but
scientists can't even put a number to
here
it.
Here we go. Here's a number.
Oh, okay, what is the number?
It's big, but it's not that big.
What is the number?
Oh, there it is. See? It's fairly big, but, you know.
But we've beat it.
Yeah, we've got it.
Other kids have beat it.
Not to put
wait,
down.
But wait, so it's that number. Hold on. It's that number plus a pirate, plus a snake, and a policeman.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That is good.
Would you say that is, that's what is that, like 4 quadrillion or something?
I don't
would you say?
Know. I'm not sure.
14 quadrillion, let's say. plus a pirate and a snake and a policeman. I would give it to Kren Lee right now.
No, because there's no infinity in there.
But how much? But you know how much a boy loves a pirate.
But even one infinity will blow that out of the water.
A boy's love for a pirate? Wait, I'm not done. And a snake? Wait, I'm not done. And a policeman?
But Andrew, on the other hand, had lots of infinities going on.
I didn't know this would be end up being a subjective.
And he had his times three.
Fine.
Why do you want to give it to Kren Lee so bad?
Because you got the snake and the police in the black hole. I don't know how you could beat it.
All right. Should we see if one more person can beat it?
Okay. Let's.
If you want to give it to Kren Lee, we can.
No, I don't.
That's what you want. You want it. You want Kren Lee to
listen to this. A black hole. Wait, a pirate and a snake and a policeman in a black hole. That's how much he loves his mom.
Yeah. So we've gone from.
I have heard hit songs with worse poetry. That's like a first line of a great love song these days.
I leave it to you. You are going to have to explain to Andrew how Kren Lee's assortment beats his number.
Or just never take Andrew's call. Just to duck him.
Well, it is about time that we decide that we would declare a winner. So you go ahead.
You want to take one more call and see if it wins?
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Now, I have a question. Wouldn't a black hole be an infinite zero? Because it's big, nothing sucks you up, you come out as a zero.
Is this my niece?
No.
Oh, it's not? Because you're doing an impression of Jordan Rudner. No, actually, we found a website where the black hole is given some sort of numerical a value. What does that value represent there, Ken?
It's a long story, Andy. Very long story.
I don't know. So you want to say black hole is infinity. Okay, if we say black hole is infinity.
No, he's saying black hole is zero.
Like it's
an zero.
Infinitesimal number.
Okay, so I see. So black hole is smaller than all the other numbers.
Because it's sort of everything gets sucked up.
I guess you're right. So the pirate and the snake and the policeman would get sucked up in the black hole.
They're nullified.
They no longer exist.
Good point.
Wow.
Which puts Andrew back in the lead.
I guess that does put Andrew back in the lead. The number is, I guess we're going to have to give it to Andrew because it's time to call 1-800-FLOWERS, right?
Yeah.
So we want to thank everyone for calling. Do we have Andrew's, I guess Andrew should call back.
I don't know. Jeff, do you have Andrew's home address? Let us know. And if you haven't given.
Andrew, you got to call back. And Andrew, you are the winner. And this is how, did you get it? Andrew, you have to call back now. 201-209-9368. Have your mommy or daddy. Call us back. I know your mommy will do it because we know she's a wonderful woman. Right, Ken?
She's a triple wonderful woman.
She's all the other mothers we've talked about, including your beloved late mother and my mother in South Jersey.
Your mother, who's a 10.
A 10. I thought I began by thinking that was pretty sweet.
A 10.
I thought I was actually praising her to the heavens.
I won't tell her you said that.
So we need Andrew, and why don't we call 800 and while we wait for Andrew to call back?
Let's get Andrew's.
Andrew's going to call back.
Information.
He's going to call. Hey, what's the boy's name out there?
Jeff.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Is that Andrew?
Yes.
Is that Andrew?
Yes, he's talking to Andrew.
There we go. So let's call 800. Come on, let's do it.
Okay.
Do it. Dial like the wind, my friend. And we want to thank all the kids that called. They all tried their best. I guess you know what Andrew's secret was?
Why?
He was the last or next to last caller. He played it pretty smart, don't you think?
Yep.
He just waited. He just waited in the shadows. He just waited in the corner. He let all the other callers knock themselves out with all these big highfalutin numbers. And I don't think 1-800-FLOWERS has ever heard a Mother's Day card like the one we're about to dictate. Just to recap, Andrew... Caller Andrew, listener Andrew, loves his mother the most. This is how much he loves his mother. He loves his mother, all the people that called, times three.
Then discounts that are not available over the phone.
Times 1 million. Quadrillion.
1-800-FLOWERS.com.
Plus up a billion, plus infinity.
Experience to the next level.
He played it pretty smart.
If you are calling to place an order, press 1.
Press 1 now. Why, can't we do that? Can we not do that?
Sunday, May 13th.
What do they do with dial phones anymore?
No, I did it.
For calling 1-800-Flowers.com.
While you were yelling at me, I did it.
May be monitored and recorded.
What, do you think it's going to be monitored?
Yeah, I think we are going to be monitored.
Do you think most calls are monitored?
Only for quality assurance purposes.
Oh, then okay then.
Yeah.
As long as they have a reason.
Welcome to 1-800-Flowers. My name is Ruth. How can I help you?
Hi, Ruth. My name is Andy, and I'm calling from a radio station, and you're on the air, and we'd like to place an order for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
What kind of options do you have? This is not for me. It's for a friend of mine, but I'm going to be paying for it. But I should tell you, I'm a rather cheap person.
You're cheap.
I work hard for my money, and I value every dollar I earn.
I did want to pipe in here that we need Andrew's mom to call back. We need her address.
Oh, we need her address. So yeah. Andrew's mom has to be called. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But we did see something that we were interested in for Andy.
Yeah, what is the cheapest thing you have? The very cheapest thing you have?
I believe it's the sunflowers. That's what we wanted.
How much are the sunflowers?
Okay, well, we'll go look at them.
Okay.
I'm bringing them up on your website.
I remind you, ma'am, I am a very cheap human
being. It's the Radiant Sunflowers.
How much are they?
Okay. And do you happen to have a product code for them?
Yes. Do we, Uncle Ken?
I'll bring it up right now.
Yes, we do have a product code.
29076.
29076.
Okay.
That's the Radiant Sunflowers. I see the sunflowers there are plural. You have five or six there in the little vase.
Yeah, in the cup.
Oh, in the little cup. Is there any way to just send one sunflower?
One. No.
One sunflower wrapped in some kind of napkin, some moist napkin.
No.
Okay, so this is the minimum we can send.
That is.
Okay, we'd like to send it.
Okay.
You sold us, baby.
All right.
We just called to while the time away, but it was your salesmanship.
Do you have all your information then?
We're ready to roll.
Okay. All right, then I'll need the zip code for recipient.
Okay, now this is where we're going to have to...
Why? Why can't we give the zip code?
Okay, you can give away the zip code.
Okay, 10306. We can give almost everything, except the last name.
No.
Okay. And the street address.
You're not giving the street address.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
This is going to Staten Island, New York?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. And now I need your phone number and area code.
Do you mean the phone number to where it's going, the recipient's phone number, or mine?
No, yours.
Okay, Ken, would you do that? So I can keep talking and entertaining our listeners?
201.
No, don't give it out loud.
My phone number.
Oh, give yours. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
201.
201-521.
521.
1416.
1416. What number is that?
The office number here.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. That's a safe one to give away.
Yeah.
Because no one ever calls here.
No, they don't.
They'd be afraid if they did. You'd invite them to one of them staff meetings. Hey, Flower Lady, do you have to go to staff meetings? At your place of business?
I haven't been to one for a long
time. Exactly. Welcome to my world. Well played.
Okay, but I do have a name that came up.
What's a nine?
The name.
Oh, a name?
Uh-huh.
Do you mean a name for us or the name for the recipient?
The name for...
Yeah, a name. Yeah, it's WFMU, right?
No, it came up something else.
Ken Friedman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, he's buying it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay. We got you. Okay, Ken, there's some stuff that we have to verify. Are you sure?
Wait, why don't
really
you give your credit
this?
Card, Ken? I'll give you cash.
No, it's okay.
Well, she has your name already.
No, I'm not giving my credit card.
No, not over the air, but to her privately.
No, you're doing this.
Oh, then I'm afraid the credit card name will be a different name, ma'am.
Okay, we'll change it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for him. He's on this power trip. He was appointed station manager, and it just went to his head.
Okay.
I drive an hour each way.
Can we fill out the card?
Yeah,
can we a credit card number, please?
Yeah, but can we fill out the card first? That's the most entertaining part.
Oh. Oh,
can we jump ahead?
Let me see if I can do this. Let me go down.
Okay.
There.
It would be Dear Mom, right?
Yeah. Dear Mom. It's from Andrew. It's from her son, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it won't let me do it. I have to get the credit card.
Oh,
number.
Lord. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this quickly then. Here, Ken, can you just read this? But not out loud. But not over the air. Okay, Ken, I'm going to hand this over. And what do I do, Ken, while you do this?
You just entertain the listeners.
Okay, I'll just entertain the listeners. So where are you folks from? What do you do for a living? Oh, yeah. How long have you been doing that? Is this your first date?
4661.
Yeah. Where do you buy your clothes? 1345. What happened? Liberace had a yard sale? Oh, for the love of God. Hurry up, Ken. I'm running out of material. I was born in New York City. I wanted to be near my mother. My mother was very disappointed when I was born. She didn't want a boy. She wanted a divorce. I'm running out of material. There. Okay. Did you give her the credit card number?
Yep.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, for the love of crack.
Okay, we're back on.
Wait, we got to read the card. Here we go. Can we go to the card yet, ma'am?
Nope, not yet. Get me a chance to get there.
Okay.
I need a name for the recipient.
Okay.
Type like the wind.
Donna.
Donna.
Yep. And then her nickname is Mom.
Okay.
And her last name is spelled F-A-G-O-N-E.
Okay.
It sounds like it's pronounced Fagone, but it's pronounced Fagwan.
Fagwan?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's spelled F-A-G-O-N-E.
Okay. And her address?
Okay, hang on a second. Andy,
hang
you
on
have
a
to
second.
Entertain
okay.
our listeners.
Yeah. Go ahead. Ready. I'm ready to entertain them. I got nothing.
Okay.
Are you back?
We're back.
That was the longest 8 seconds of my life. Okay. And now what? Can we go to the card?
Okay. Just hang on.
This
here.
Is so exciting. She's getting a little handful of sunflowers. How long will they last?
Sunflowers?
Yeah.
They'll last quite a while.
Yeah. She'll spend a couple of weeks watching them die slowly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll remind her of her own mortality. All right, here we go. Are you ready for the card?
No.
Oh.
I need to know, when do you want it delivered?
By Mother's Day. Well, it was soon. this week. It doesn't matter. Send it now.
Okay.
Pull the trigger now.
So that anytime.
Anytime.
All right.
You see, ma'am, the card is the big punchline to the whole show. So we're anxious to get to that. Right, Ken?
Okay. We're coming.
Right, Ken? To give
yes,
the show
indeed.
A little.
Yes,
to give
indeed.
Us, to give us what we call closure. Right, Ken?
Yes, closure. Correct.
All right. This is out here.
I should remind our listeners that we are running a couple minutes late, but they're not missing anything of interest. Right, Ken?
They're missing ergophysmus.
Exactly. So so you can just relax. Stop screaming at the radio. All you're missing is, what is it, Ken?
Ergophysmus.
That's a promise from me and Ken. You're not missing anything except that. What the hell is that, Ken?
And I am going to have to go to ergophysmus in just a moment.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this. This is the big climactic thing. Ergo won't mind. What does Ergo care? Isn't he out of the state? Or what? Didn't he do the
long distance? He's listening right now.
Ah! He is?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
In England.
Ah! Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he have a passport?
The card.
Okay, we're ready for the card.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Mom.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Okay. I love you, all the people that called. Don't even ask what this means.
Okay.
I love you, all the people that called, times three.
Okay.
Times 1,000,000.
Okay.
Quadrillion. That's Q-U-A. Quadrillion. This kid really loves his mother. I hope, ma'am, if you're a mom, your kid feels the same way.
Okay.
Babillion.
What?
Babillion. B-A-B-I. Babillion.
It's a real number.
It's a real number, according to Andrew. If it's not a real number, we've all been duped. He's played us for fools. Plus infinity.
Okay.
Plus infinity and love, Andrew.
Can you read that back to us, though?
If you could.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you. All the people that called. Times three. 1,000,000. Quadrillion. Babillion.
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 Plus Infinity.
Love, Andrew.
Love, Andrew.
That kid is a kid who loves his mom. Happy Mother's Day to you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And
bye-bye.
Our apologies to the guy in England if he has a passport. If he doesn't have a passport, couldn't care less.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving. Sin, is it a crime, loving you, dear, like I do? If it's a crime, then I kill
you, go your way. Thank you.
Thank you.